presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Daily FX market news.
January 2nd, 11 o'clock America, New York. Daily FX Forex trading course walkthrough, part 9. In this installment, we begin to discuss the topic of strategy with a simple yet utilitarian indicator moving average divergence convergence, MACD, to help with identifying potential market opportunities.
New York Times Business.
January 2nd, 10:46 America, New York, Dubai suspends alcohol tax as regional competition heats up. Lower-cost liquor could help the Emirate keep its edge over neighbors like Saudi Arabia and Qatar as the Middle East's hub for leisure and business. A waterfront restaurant in Dubai in 2020.
Global economy.
January 2nd, 9:30 America, New York, Turkish exports hit record high in 2022. Cheap lira and closer ties with Russia boost trade, aiding Erdogan's re-election hopes.
New York Times Business.
January 2nd, 9:20 America, New York, UK rail strike may scuttle post-holiday plans to return to work. Public sympathy for striking nurses and other health workers is particularly strong, posing a challenge for Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, who has promised to confront trade unions. Polling suggests some fall in sympathy for British railroad workers, but also that other strikes, particularly in the health system, have widespread backing.
Daily FX Market News.
January 2nd, 9 o'clock America, New York. Daily FX Forex Trading Course Walkthrough, Part 8. Indicators can be helpful, but they can also be dangerous if relied upon too heavily because, after all, they're only simple indications based on the past. Marginal Revolution.
January 2nd, 8:19 America, New York. Alas, Bennett McCallum has passed away. He was a great monetary and macro economist, and among his many achievements, he was a pioneer of NGDP targeting ideas, RIP. The post, alas, Bennett McCallum has passed away, appeared first on Marginal Revolution.
Global economy. January 2nd, 8:14 America, New York. Germany's hot labor market set to trigger more Eurozone rate rises. Post-reunification jobs record highlights threat of wage price spiral in the region.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
January 2nd, 8 o'clock America, New York. TikTok ban debate moves from Washington to Main Street. A city council in South Dakota weighs measure to ban the ByteDance-owned app from municipal devices, pitting councilors against each other.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
January 2nd, 8 o'clock America, New York. GE set to spin off health unit, putting focus back on power division. GE Healthcare shares start trading this week, but investors are cautious about prospects for the spin-off of the power business.
New York Times Business.
January 2nd, 7:48 America, New York. Jeremy Renner is hospitalized after a traumatic injury. The actor, known for his role as Hawkeye in Marvel's Avengers movies, was injured while plowing snow, his representative told the Associated Press. Jeremy Renner plays the superhero Hawkeye in Marvel movies and a television series.
Global economy.
January 2nd, 7:32 America, New York. Stopping China's growth cannot be a goal for the West. Deterrence and trade will have to go hand in hand.
Daily FX market news.
January 2nd, 7 o'clock America, New York, Daily FX Forex Trading Course Walkthrough, Part 7. We introduced charts in our series, but there's a lot that goes into technical analysis. In this installment, we attempt to condense it down to the lowest common denominator. Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
January 2nd, 5:30 America, New York, companies offer big raises to retain workers. Workers who stay put in their jobs are getting their heftiest pay raises in decades, helping fuel inflation.
BBC News Business.
January 2nd, 1:31 America, New York. Dubai scraps 30% alcohol tax and license fee in apparent bid to boost tourism. It will also stop charging for personal alcohol licenses, something anyone who intends to drink needs to carry.
Marginal Revolution.
January 2nd, 1:20 America, New York. Lead and violence. All the evidence. Kevin Drum offers a response to a recent meta study on the link between lead and violence, blogged by me here. I'll take this moment to explain why the lead violence connection never has sat that well with me.
BBC News Business.
January 1st, 2126 America, New York, retail. last year saw a big jump in the number of shops closing. A total of 17,145 shops shut last year across the UK's high streets, shopping centres and parades.
BBC News Business.
January 1, 2120 America, New York, third of world in recession this year, IMF head warns. Kristalina Georgieva said 2023 will be tougher than last year as the global economy faces challenges.
Marginal Revolution.
January 1, 1313 America, New York, a new paper on the Industrial Revolution. I have not yet read it, but surely it seems of importance. Although there are many competing explanations for the Industrial Revolution, there has been no effort to evaluate them econometrically.